Welcome to Health Talk, the podcast where we answer a medical question every week. In recent years, the obesity rate of children in North America, especially the U.S., has grown considerably. In the U.S., 17% of all children are obese. In the U.S. alone, 300,000 deaths are a result of obesity and poor eating. The causes of child obesity are many. A child may have an overweight parent, in which case the child has a 50% chance of being overweight. If both parents are overweight, that becomes 80% for the child. This is not the only cause of child obesity, though. Many things can affect a child's weight. For example, bad eating habits, lack of exercise, depression, stress, and some medical issues. The physical consequences of obesity are very serious. Risks include heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, breathing problems, and hormonal changes. Obesity is also associated with emotional issues. Teens that are overweight tend to have a lower self-esteem and can suffer from anxiety and OCD, among other mental issues. All of this does not show why more kids are obese now than ever before. According to Harvard Health, the reason many more people, especially children, are obese is because of the increasing prices of healthy foods such as fruits and vegetables, and the popularity of cheap fast food are a massive reason. This, mixed with a lack of physical activity because of cell phones and TV, and because of the expensiveness of sports activities, results in the massive obesity rates in children and the population in general. Because of all of this, the first world is now considered by some as an obesogenic environment. An obesogenic environment is where the sum of influences that the surroundings, opportunities, or conditions of life have on promoting obesity in individuals or populations. To put it simply, obesogenic environments are places that encourage people to eat unhealthily and not exercise enough. These are areas where high-fat, high-calorie food is often plentiful, such as the U.S. and Canada, and the physical environment is not conducive to physical activity opportunities, such as the high price for sports activities. Factors in the environment that promote the overconsumption of energy include very good-tasting but inexpensive fat and sugar-rich foods, such as McDonald's or A&W. A simple explanation for weight gain is when you gain weight, what happens is the energy that you ingest, such as food and drink, is more than energy that's burned off with physical activity. So the more calories you ingest without burning off, the more weight you will put on. A very small number of problems with unhealthy weights in childhood are related to uncommon genetic diseases. These complex and interacting systems are further complicated by a wide variety of policy decisions made in a number of different places that influence childhood obesity. The children that are at risk of becoming overweight or obese include children who consume food and drinks that are high in sugar and fat, are not physically active, have a lot of screen time such as TV and phone use, live in an environment where healthy eating and physical activity are not encouraged, eat to help deal with stress or social problems, come from a family of overweight people, or come from a low-income family who do not have the resources to make healthy eating a priority. We will now talk to a 13-year-old and we will interview them on their physical exercise and their eating habits. So, Alex, on this, how healthy do you eat, would you say? How healthy do you eat?
Not very.
Not very healthy? How much do you exercise a week?
Eight
hours a week? Like intense exercise?
Yes.
Okay. And overall, how healthy would you say you are?
Average for my age.
Average for 13-year-olds, so... Yeah, okay. So, this shows that the cure for obesity isn't simply... You don't have to eat well, specifically, but you can eat generally what you want, but as long as you burn more calories than what you're ingesting, you should be all right. There are more complications such as sugar intake and certain other things in your diet, but generally, as long as you burn off more calories than you're ingesting, you can eat what you want. This has been Health Talk, answering a new health-related question every week.